Dit is 'n hartverskeurende werklikheid van die Suid-Afrikaanse samelewing. Sowat 3000 kinders word jaarliks in ons land deur hulle ma's en pa's aan hulle eie lot oorgelaat. Volgens 'n 2018 verslag van die Mediese Navorsingsraad is 65% van hierdie kinders pasgeborenes. Van die oorblywende kinders in die studie is 90% jonger as 1 jaar. Daar word beraam dat 2 kinders doodgevind word vir elke kind wat lewend gevind word. 'n Plek wat hoop en 'n alternatief wil skep vir hierdie babas is Door of Hope Children's Mission in Johannesburg. Desiree Pelay, kommunikasiebeampte van die organisasie, het met Marula Media gesels uit Glenvista oor die werk wat Door of Hope doen.
So Esther, we are a baby home. We're a place of safety for babies. We started in 1999 by Pastor Cheryl Allen. She started the Door of Hope. Years ago it was known as the Hole in the Wall. So the concept of having a hole in the wall with a box in the wall that mothers could safely leave their babies, because at that point, baby abandonment was at a crisis, and it still is. And Pastor Cheryl just felt something needed to be done. They were a part of the Berea Baptist Church in Johannesburg, and so they actually carved out a hole in the wall, put a box in for babies. From that point to now, we have obviously grown. It's been 21 years. We have 3 baby homes, and we are a place of safety for babies.
Ek wil by Desiree weet, na hoeveel babas Door of Hope omsien?
So our average would, I would be, say about 65, but we sometimes, especially during lockdown, have gone up to 73 at points. So we have quite a high number of babies in our baby homes, and their babies come through us either through the police. So if the police find babies abandoned in unsafe places or abandoned in hospitals after the mommy gives birth. We also have babies come to us directly from the parent. They would bring the baby, or a relative that would bring the baby. We have babies come to us through our baby box that is in Berea. So only one of our houses has the baby box in Berea. Then otherwise through other agencies. But those are the primary ways that babies come to us.
Nog 'n uitdaging van Door of Hope is om genoeg geld in te samel om na hierdie klein lyfies om te sien.
It's obviously, any parent knows that one can of formula can cost about 250 to 300 rand, and babies don't drink one can a month. So 68 babies, if we average that at this point, that's quite a large number of cans of milk. It is very expensive to look after babies. One baby costs us about 6,000 rand a month to take care of. And we average that out to, well, we save 5,000 rand for our Adopt a Crib program, just because it's a easier number, but it's really about 6,000 rand a month. And then obviously if babies have high needs, where there are medical conditions or any type of developmental delays, then there's therapy costs and medical costs for those babies. It is expensive to look after babies.
Die Adopt a Crib program van Door of Hope is een manier om seker te maak die organisasie kry die nodige geldelike ondersteuning om hulle werk te doen.
So we have the Lifesavers Adopt a Crib program, and anybody that becomes a lifesaver in that program, they contribute specifically 5,000 rand a month to the care of one baby in a crib. So, for example, we've got corporates and churches and some individuals who can afford that. That is quite a lot as well, or groups of people that get together and do that. And then they support that one baby for as long as that baby's in the crib. And I say for as long as that baby's in their crib, because that baby will be adopted. The minimum sign-up time for that is a year. We do ask for a commitment of a year. And some people continue that journey with that crib. And so when their baby's adopted, we introduce a new baby in that crib, and we find our lifesavers will partner with us in that way. They enjoy that engagement. We send them monthly information about that baby. Obviously, we also protect the baby's identity, so we don't give personal identifying information about the baby, but we certainly do let our lifesavers know how that baby is doing and how their partnership is making a difference to that baby's life. And we have another tip, is life changes. So 5,000 rand is quite a high amount, and it's not affordable for everybody. But there are people who want to contribute and want to partner with us. So in that case, we have a program called Life Changes, which is any amount given on a monthly basis. we save for a minimum of a year, and we hope that people can do that. But obviously, you know, things change for people. So what we would say is a life change is anybody who gives to us for more than 3 months. So if they're giving to us for more than 3 months and we see that they want to be a life changer and partner with us, that is a term that is given to them. And then a life change is somebody that receives information about what is happening at the Door of Hope, information about what we need. So if they have connections to help us, we're developing a village. We also have admin needs, just things to run the admin side of Baby House. They also enjoy just knowing a little bit more about what's happening at the Door of Hope and how their partnership is making a difference to the babies.
Sy verduidelik waar jy meer oor die Door of Hope Children's Mission te wete kan kom.
On our website, that would be the best place. So it's www.doorofhope. We've got information under our Get Involved tab on how to be a lifesaver, a life changer, and information on things like fundraising, becoming a prayer partner, or receiving a newsletter. So that would be the best place. We're also on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And I think using just Door of Hope, Children's Mission, they will find us.
Desiree maak 'n beroep op verwagtende vroue en meisies om van hulle organisasie in soortgelyke plekke van veiligheid gebruik te maak as hulle in 'n krisis is.
Door of Hope exists to save abandoned babies, but ultimately we hope that there will not be this reason. Babies shouldn't be left in unsafe places. So what I would like to leave your listeners with is to find out, and it just takes a Google search to find out where the nearest safe haven places are for babies, to find out where the nearest pregnancy crisis centers are, and to get in touch with people that can help moms who are in crisis to find safe options of where to leave their babies. I think we just need to get the word out there that we understand not everybody wants to be a mom, and that is their choice, but there are ways that they can receive the help that they need and to also put their baby in the best places so their baby has the opportunity of a good life.